السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يبشرهم ربهم برحمة منه ورضوان وجنات لهم فيها نعيم مقيم خالدين فيها أبدا إن الله عنده أجر عظيم. صدق الله العلي العظيم. البشارة، the glad tidings and the good amen and the good news occupies an important space in the Islamic tradition, in the Quran, in the narrations of the Prophet and the Imams. To give good news to people, to be a source of good news, a source of good amen, a source of glad tidings. And to begin your day always, when you open your eyes in the morning, to begin your day with optimism, not pessimism. With optimism. With hopefulness. A hope for a better day, a better week, a better month, a better life, a better situation. This is self inspiration. This is self-empowerment. God always, throughout the Holy Quran, gives us glad tidings. Bishara, always. Why? Because this is part of encouragement. God knows that human beings are in need to be encouraged, are in need for help, for a glimpse of hope in their life. So he gives you glad tidings, good news. This will happen to you. This is your fate. This is your destination. This is your destiny. Bishara. Do not be gloomy in your outlook. Do not think of bad things happening in your life. Don't even expect them. Don't talk about them. Don't anticipate them. Always anticipate good outcomes. Always anticipate success, anticipate good results in your life and the life of your family. Be positive. Be positive in your speech, in your thinking, in your dreams, in your aspirations, in your hopes. Always be positive. Stay away from bad omen. Bad omen is something not in you. Something that some people followed for thousands of years. And it is mentioned in the Quran. It has a name in the Quran, a name in the Arabic literature. At-tayara. Yat-tayaru bi Musa wa man ma'a. Bad omen. At-tayara. When someone comes to their village, let's say if he comes during this time, this gives them good omen. glad tidings. But if he comes, let's say after sunset, he's going to bring them epidemic, misery, misfortune. This is not right. This is not right. Stay away from tayara, from bad omen. Always be positive. Even when inside you tells you something will happen, say no. No, God can change and turn things around. Be positive in your life. Positivity earns you strength, earns you confidence, and ultimately will earn you success and prosperity and stability. You need peace of mind. Don't disturb your mind. Peace of mind is important for a housewife, for the worker, for the teacher, for the soldier, for the student, for the nurse, for peace of mind. If you don't have peace of mind, you cannot function. And who creates peace of mind? Yourself. Don't think of what is going to happen next week to the economy, next month, next year. We're going to have recession. Don't think about that. We're going to have war. You know, during this tension, the crisis between America and Iran in the Persian Gulf, many people asked me, do you think a war would happen? I would say, I'm not a political expert in these fields. But I would immediately say no. Why do you fear of the war? Don't think about war. Think about peace. Nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. Always be positive in your life, in your personal life. And always give people good news. We have some people in the society, whenever there is bad news, they send it to you immediately. You open your eyes in the morning, he sends you, he's an expert in sending bad news. News of death, news of sickness, news of disasters, news of volcanoes. Whenever there is a natural disaster, this guy is the first one to tell you. It's not good. Leave these things. Give good news. Whenever there is birth, whenever there is, a winning situation, a graduation, marriage, someone, don't speak about divorce. Don't speak about death. Don't speak it, because these news are going to spread anyways, believe me. Don't be the one who sends these news. Be the one who sends always bishar, glad tidings. Make life easy for people. Give them hope. We survive on hope. Human beings survive on hope. And God is the one who created hope. And God says, do not be despondent. And God himself says, being despondent and despair of my mercy is a sin by itself. This is a lesson we learn from God. God says, being despondent and saying, God is not going to forgive me, he's not going to have mercy on me, he's not going to help me, he's not going to guide me, is a sin. It's a capital sin, the noble kabira. Have always good outlook. Anticipate good things happening in your life. And we have a hadith. The hadith says, tafa'alu or tafa'alu bil khayri tajidu. Anticipate goodness, you will find goodness. Expect the goodness will arrive into your doorstep. May Allah bless you, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asri inna al-insana lafi khusrin. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين